In this week's Training Minute, we will look at nonverbal communication at work. The objective is to familiarize ourselves with the different elements of nonverbal communication in order to better understand it and better discern nonverbal messages. Communication includes more than verbal. In fact, body language forms 55% of the content of a message, and words form only 7% according to researcher Albert Mehrabian. However, we master verbal communication better than nonverbal. Here are the elements of nonverbal language. Gestures. These are our expressive gestures that accompany and complement our verbal messages. For example, nodding your head to show approval, clapping to show satisfaction, or arms crossed to show closure. Posture. For example, standing up straight and having an open posture, or when sitting, leaning back in the chair to show willingness to interact with the speaker. Facial expressions. It can be difficult to hide our emotions, but we must be careful in certain situations because they can reinforce the message or modify it, sometimes without us knowing it. For example, if you smile at someone, make sure you match the rest of your nonverbal messages. Distance. We expect our colleagues to respect a certain distance and not invade our personal space. A good social distance is between 1 and 2 meters. We have now reached the end of this week's Training Minute. See you next week. For more information on our training courses, visit our website at actualizacion.com or reach us at 1-877-688-0101. Actualizacion, training and consulting since 1970.